أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سيدنا حياكم الله. Doesn't matter. It's okay. With Islamic laws, today we start with issue number 271, and before it, conditions for the validity of ablution. Wudu. The following are the conditions for a correct wudu. What are the conditions for a correct wudu? One, the first condition is that the water should be pure. The water should be pure and clean, not solid or not slide with dirt, even if that dirt is pack, even if that dirt is what is pure, is pure. So we don't need that water slide with what? With dirt. Second, the second condition is that the water should be pure and not mixed. Water should be what? Pure and not mixed. Alright. Issue 271. Wudu performed with najis or mixed water. So, if somebody perform wudu with najis or mixed water, and if he knows or if he doesn't know, if he was if he was knowing water is not pure, okay, or if he doesn't know that water was mixed, so is his wudu valid or void? Sayyid Sistani said, performing wudu with mixed water is what is void. Even if one may not be aware of its being najis, he doesn't know, or mixed, okay, or may have forgotten about it. He knows that this water was mixed or was not pure, but then he forgot, okay, and he performed wudu from that water. Says Sistani, he said, even that the ablution would be void. And if one has offered the prayers with that wudu, one should repeat that prayers with a valid wudu. With a valid wudu, he should repeat that prayers with what? With a valid wudu. Issue number 272. If a person does not have any water to perform wudu, person, he doesn't have any water to perform wudu, what shall he do? Except that which is murky with clay. Except that which is murky with clay. Okay, murky, it means mixed. Shouldn't the water be rapid? What do you mean by rapid? Rapid, exactly. That it will come. You mean usurped? Usurped? Ah, yes. Usurped, it means مخصوب. No. This is with next issue. This is with next issue. Okay? Now I'm talking about the dirt in the water. I'm talking about the dirt. So this dirt, if this water is pure, but it is full with dirt, that's what we are talking about. Look, if a person does not have any water to perform wudu, except that which is murky with clay, he should perform tayammum if only a short time is left for prayers. He should perform what? Tayammum, because he has short time to left to what? for the time of Ada', to do prayers in its time. And if he has enough time, what we call it in Arabic, muttasa', more time, at his disposal, he should wait till the water become limpid. Yes, he should wait till the water becomes limpid and then perform wudu with it. With that, he has, as you said, plenty of time. He can do prayers in its time, not qada, means ada, and it's in its time. So he could wait until that water will become what? Pure, will become limpid, okay? Get rid of what? Of the clay, and the clay comes down. He can perform wudu from that water, okay? And that's okay, and that's okay. What is the third condition? The third condition is that the water should be mubah. So let's see what's the question of Sayyid Abbas. If someone does have water, but it has plenty, he has plenty of time, what he should do? If someone doesn't have water, okay, doesn't have water, but he has plenty of what? Sayyid Ali. The question of Mr. Abbas, Sayyid Abbas, if someone doesn't have water, but he has plenty of time, what he should do? First of all, he should check. Okay. He should... So you use your phone, Mr. Yahya? Okay. It's great that you join us again. Nice to see you again. You're welcome. I uploaded all lectures to you, and I saw that you listened most of them. Okay. Now, Mr. Ali, if I don't have time, and I have plenty of, if I don't have water, and I have plenty of time to do my prayers, here, there are details in this case. First of all, if I am sure I won't find water in the period of time which is I make my prayers ada, so I make tayammum and do prayer because I'm sure that there is no water. But if I'm not sure, I have to check. Check is necessary in this case. If I do my salah without checking, my salah will be what? Will be void. Will be void because I have to check. I have to check that there isn't any water. Then I make tayammum and pray. Or I should wait until the end of the time, and that I'm sure in this case that the time will be finished and no water. So here I make tayammum and do my prayers. All right. Now, with the third condition is that the water should be what? Mubah, permissible for use. What does that mean? That means this water should be allowable to use for wudu. For example, if I am now in Hadra, where is the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein salawatullahi wa salam, okay, and I found only the cool water, which is, it is permissible to drink, not to wash, not to perform wudu. So if I make wudu with that cool water, is it okay? The answer here is that your wudu is what is void, is not acceptable, and your salah is not acceptable too. Why? Because is this water is not permissible to use. Absolutely, absolutely. Even Mr. Ali, even if we are out and we found that there is a container of cool water, somebody let it for people to drink it, and then I came and use it for what? To make wudu. In this case, this is Oh, they have road sign. Exactly. So to perform from that water, it is not allowed. It is not allowed, and the wudu will be void. Exactly. When we don't have permission. Exactly, Yahya. If you don't have permission and you use this water for performing wudu, so this is what we call it. Usurped. Yes, we call it usurped water. And to use usurped water, ماء مخصوب, with performing wudu, this is not allowed. Yes, usurped. We call it usurped, not مباح. Exactly. Very good, Sayyidani. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Now, with issue number 273. Issue 273. To perform wudu with usurped water. Look at this. To perform wudu with usurped water, not مباح, or with water about which one does not know whether the owner would allow its use, is haram, and wudu will be void. Wudu will be void. Not only that, but furthermore, if the water of wudu used for washing face and hands falls on usurped land. Look, now I have mubah water. I have not usurped water, mubah water. But I am in an usurped land. In a usurped land. Look, ahland, in usurped land. And that water, when I perform wudu, that water, the drops of the water, falls on the usurped, what? On the usurped land. Or if the space in which he performs wudu is usurped. How do you imagine this space? We know that the usurped land, it's okay. We know it, everything. For example, I come to a house which is usurped. Usurped house, how it comes usurped house? Before that, the dictator Saddam, when he dismissed the people from Karbala and from Iraq, he considered them, they were Iranian, okay? He usurped their houses. And he gave it to some people. So each, exactly. Oh, yes, maybe. If it is proved that these houses, it is not belong to them, so it is usurped. It is usurped. Okay, for example, they invite you for lunch there, and you do perform, for example, you bring your bottle of water with you, maybe yes, okay, and you bring your bottle of water with you, and this water is mubah, okay, and you make wudu, but this water drops where? It drops on that house, on the land of that house, so that land will be what? Usurped. So now you make things with usurped land. With usurped land. Okay, now we finish usurped land. How about usurped space? Usurped space, for example, as somebody, we say that أخوك دينك فاحتط لدينك. أخوك دينك فاحتط لدينك. So, religion is your brother. You have to act according to precaution for your religion. That's it. Okay. Now, how to look? This is the conscious. something inside yourself telling you this is not a good act if you perform in here. So you brought these things for that. You have done well. You have done well. So, how to act in usurped what space exactly? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now, how you can act inside a usurped what space? For example, now I put a cover to my car outside my house. Okay, this is mine. Somebody came and performed wudu under that shadow. That shadow, it's mine. So he behave where in a usurped space. In a usurped space, he has to take a permission. So his obligation will be to do tayammum if he has no other place to go for wudu. It means, yes. In this case, yes, I'll tell you. Now I don't have what? I don't have space to make my ablution. Okay? To make my wudu. I have my water. So I found a shadow. And this shadow belongs to somebody else. And that body, he doesn't accept to stay in this shadow. But I came, I make my wudu, I make my ablution under that shadow. So in this case, I what? I perform wudu in this space, and this space which is usurped, which is usurped. So what shall I do in this case? Say Sistani said his obligation will be to do tayammum. His obligation to be to do what? To do tayammum if he has no other place to go for wudu. You see, using usurped water, using usurped land, using usurped space, it is not allowed for what? For wudu. And that wudu will be void. So in this case, you should make tayammum. Yes, exactly. Exactly. In this case, you should do tayammum. Okay. Now, and if another lawful place is available. So I have another place, and that place, it is what? It is acceptable. I can do my wudu there. So he should go there for wudu. He should go there for wudu. And if he does wudu at the first place, his wudu will be valid. His wudu will be valid. But he will have committed a sin. But he will have committed a sin. So, in this case, if he can, so going to the street, yes, exactly, exactly. That's correct. I told you have done well. So, but he will have committed a sin. A sin from what? From behaving in usurped place or usurped space. But his wudu is valid, but he has a sin. So committing a sin, it is not easy that the two angels write that you have done a sin. You shouldn't make a sin. You should be aware of yourself from not committing a sin. That it is very difficult to clear a sin. It is very, very difficult. Okay. Yes, issue number 274. If a person does not know whether the pool or tank of water of madrasa school has been dedicated, no, we mean a religious school, has been dedicated to what? To the general public. To the general public. Or exclusively to the students of madrasa. There is no harm in doing wudu there, provided that, under one condition, but provided that people usually do so at that place without prohibition. So it means when you go for a religious school and you want to do ablution, then, and you don't know that this ablution here, it is allowed for you and other people. So what you are doing here, you are looking at the other people. They came to this school and they perform their wudu without any forbidden, without any prohibition. Okay, in this case, yes, go and make your wudu. It's okay. But if it is not allowed, if it is not allowed, you shouldn't go, and you have to repeat all prayers that you make by that wudu from this school. At the same case, maybe the owner of the school, or what we call it al-waqif. What does it mean al-waqif? That the person who gave the school, the land, yes, the school, built a school, and he said, this is school for religious studies. That's it. In this case, if anybody came and make ablution from that school, that means his ablution is what is void. Why? Because al-waqif, the giver, he just make the use of the water to the what? To the, yes, the donor. To whom? To the students. That's it. Anybody else to perform wudu from that place is not allowed. Is not allowed. Okay? Good. Issue number 200. Exactly. And not only wudu is valid, Sayyid Ali, but also he has to repeat all the prayers that he prayed with that wudu. Why? Because it is usurped. It is usurped water. Yes. Issue number 275. I don't think that we have time. We will leave it for tomorrow, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.